KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A crime and policing expert warns the call for officers to defend themselves when confronted with the barrel of a gun could be misinterpreted. Johan Burger's comments come after the National Commissioner, Fanny Masemola, told cops at this week's policing summit not to hesitate to retaliate when under threat. Burger warns that while the call is right, it could make some officers feel they're above the law.
Become involved in a situation where they are uncertain and then be encouraged by the words of the National Commissioner and think that whatever happens, they will be protected by top management in the police service because the National Commissioner said they shouldn't hesitate. I'd be very careful if I was the National Commissioner to make a bold statement like that, that they should not, a police officer should not hesitate to use deadly force.
It comes amid an outcry over police officers being killed in the line of duty. Burger says alternative strategies need to be considered to better reduce crime and prevent the unnecessary use of force.
So I think apart from what the police do or should be doing, we should also look at the public. Those members of the public will often protect some of these criminals rather than assisting the police. Perhaps something that politicians should be working on in terms of ensuring that we get the necessary support by members of the public. From time to time, you hear those messages, but I don't think we hear them often enough.
In other news, Deputy Minister in the Presidency, Kenny Morolong, says the media landscape requires urgent reforms to make it more inclusive. He engaged with media industry leaders in Johannesburg yesterday. Morolong says government must commit to meaningful transformation and long-term sustainability in the industry. He says this is critical in ensuring all voices in South Africa are reflected.
30 years into democracy, the media ownership patterns have not fundamentally changed. And we've said this is a cause for concern. And in their deliberations and finalization of their report, we implored on them to really give a reflection on how we can together transform the media landscape in the country.
And trade union COSATU says it joins millions of workers around the world in calling for democracy in Eswatini. Today marks the 52nd anniversary of a royal decree which criminalized all forms of political activity in the country. COSATU spokesperson Zanele Sabela says the voice of the people of Eswatini continues to be crushed by the monarchy.
From the days of the Swaziland Federation of Trade Unions, which is now part of the Federation of Trade Unions Congress of Swaziland, COSATU actively mobilized the international trade union movement and other progressive forces towards a global solidarity movement that placed the Swazi issue firmly on the global agenda.
Your top story, a crime and policing expert warns the call for officers to defend themselves when confronted with the barrel of a gun could be misinterpreted. It's after the National Commissioner told cops at this week's policing summit not to hesitate to retaliate when under threat. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.